Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet 9:4. Again, a makabel sada machavero, a person is agreeing to be a farmer. Here, this is specifically chakiros, meaning he's a tenant farmer who agreed ahead of time to pay, 10 bushels of wheat. And this guy, velo rata lenakesh, after the harvest is done, he doesn't want to go and pull up the weeds that have grown in the field after he harvested the wheat there. So, va'amarlo, so what does the farmer say? He says, listen, I agreed to pay you 10 bushels of wheat no matter what. Ma ichpas lecha hol va'ani nosen lecha chakora. What do you care whether or not I go and weed, take care of the weeds? In any case, I told you I'd give you 10 bushels. I'm giving you 10 bushels. So if there's, weeds that are causing, harm to the future crops, well, it's my fault and my loss, not yours. Says the Mishnah, ein shomen lo. The Beis Din will dismiss that claim. We don't listen to it. Mipnei sheyachol lomar lo, because the owner of the field could say back to the tenant, l'macharat hayotzei mimena, listen, tomorrow you can just pick up and leave, u'male lefanai asavim, and I'm left with the weeds to deal with. That's not fair. So the point is, since I'm expecting you to do it because that seems like the reasonable thing to do, so you have to do it. I'm saying the reasonable thing to do because it has to be a situation in which the minhag is not clearly defined. And the Mishnah is saying, if there's no clearly defined minhag, whether or not the tenant has to weed, so the Mishnah is saying, well, the reasonable thing to do is to make him weed, because otherwise it'll be bad news in the long term. If there would be a clear precedent, meaning if clearly the custom is for them to, yes, weed, the Mishnah would not be need to say anything, because that would be clear. And similarly, if for whatever reason there's a minhag not to weed, let's say they don't weed it, they just wait till the next, plowing season, and they do plow the field at that point, and let the weeds get turned up at that point, uprooted at that point. If that's the minhag, then the owner couldn't force him to take weed it now early. But the point is, if there's no clear minhag, so then the Mishnah is saying the owner has a right to demand good husbandry on the field and to weed it after the harvest is done.